This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. You know, we've got food tours, wine tours, even specialized chili tours. And then there is the bug tour, taken by British gastronaut Stephen Gates. It was for the BBC documentary Alien Nation. Now, Stephen has a wonderfully curious turn of mind and a playful sense of science, as in his glow-in-the-dark jello. And by the way, the secret there is tonic water. He's written The Extraordinary Cookbook, but this latest tour took him into new territory. Stephen, good to have you back with us.
It's great to speak to you again.
So, have you given up the glow-in-the-dark jello in favor of bugs, and why?
Well, I'm fascinated by the secrets that food hides, whether it's fluorescing under ultraviolet light or whether there's something a little bit deeper. And I'm also fascinated by concepts like disgust. I love the fact that food leads us to discovering something profound about people and about ourselves and about morality and emotions. And insect eating is particularly fascinating because it's so paradoxical. It reveals a lot about ourselves, and I think it reveals a lot to myself about me. And on one side, insects are perfectly edible, they're nutritious, they've got a long and noble history in cooking. But reactions to them, especially in the West, especially amongst people that I know, and myself, to be honest, are often violently negative. And I wanted to find out, what does this mean? You know, these things are perfectly edible. Why are we disgusted? What is disgust, and what lies beneath it? And also, what does it tell us about the people who hunt and farm and eat them? I mean, what are your views? Just as a sort of starting point, what do you think about the idea of eating insects?
I have to say, intellectually, I see them as a source of protein. I know they're being looked at as an ecological solution to what's happening on the planet, and I try to be open-minded about it. But I hesitate, you know, crickets. I've never eaten a cricket. I've had, you know, it's always the chocolate covered business.
And it's the fun side of it, that cheats.
But the yuck factor comes into it. And I really don't like that about myself.
Well, but I have exactly the same thing. It's something that I look at myself. I mean, I've made lots of documentaries and programs around the world where I come across insects. They crop up in conversation, and especially when you're interviewing people who are poor or who are on the margins of society, and there's a lot of insect eating. And I try them, and on one level, I'm fascinated by what they taste like. What are they going to be like? Mm-hmm. I'm also very conscious that if somebody offers you food, it's a huge insult to turn it down, especially in marginalised peoples where they struggle to feed themselves well enough anyway. But also, to be perfectly honest, I partly eat it because I know it'll make great TV. And that's a shallowness in myself. And and I really wanted to get to grips with it. Because as you say, there are lots more people now talking about insects as potentially a food of the future, potentially a way out of the planet's looming food crisis. Uh-huh. So I spent 10 days basically eating insects for every meal in a tour of Thailand and Cambodia, where there's a huge amount of insect eating.
I'd love to know, what were you tasting? What were you actually putting in your mouth, and how are you reacting to it?
Well, the most popular insects, the ones you find most, are, I would say, crickets, grasshoppers, and giant water bugs. Crickets are pretty small; they're about the size of the end of your thumb, and they're alive. They sit in these vast tubs, and they are usually dropped into water to drown them, and then thrown into hot oil. And they're fried. They're deep fried. So what you get is this very crispy. It's a taste that is full of umami. But the thing about insects is because they have an exoskeleton, there's a huge amount of surface area to volume ratio, and so you get a huge amount of caramelization on the outside of it, on the legs and all the bits, and so you pop them in and they're crispy. They taste like crisps, or what you'd call potato chips. They're crunchy, they're tasty, they're always scattered with a mixture of salt, sugar, and a little bit of MSG. But it's pretty much, it's a very recognisable flavour. Giant water bugs are a bit different. You deep fry them,
you pull the back off, and underneath is a huge sort of swelling of green eggs. And you eat that bit. And I sort of thought that they tasted a little bit like pistachios. They're slightly nutty. Uh-huh. They look green. And so you've imposed this sort of taste upon it. And I ate them. They're also incredibly tough. It's like eating a big hunk of plastic. And so I ripped my throat apart the first time I tasted them. But they're everywhere. And you begin to eat them more as a snack. And as you throw yourself into it and you grind yourself down, you stop yourself from being disgusted and you power through your own sense of, sort of fear and ignorance,
right,
you begin to appreciate them for what they are.
On a scale of deliciousness, where it overcomes all of the, you know, the suspicion, was there something or several things that just hit that piece of your sensibility?
Well, the grasshoppers are pretty good. They're the best of the small ones. Uh-huh. But the tarantulas, which taste of shrimp, they're okay. But the thing that blew my mind, which was an absolute cacophony of flavour and texture and taste, which really transcended anything else I've ever tasted, was a salad made from red ants and red ant eggs. And it's crunchy. The red ants are crunchy. The eggs are milky and sour. They're like an insect caviar, and they're in a delicious sort of salad dressing, which makes it a little bit sour. But it's this entire experience. You're sitting in a field in Cambodia with people that are so far away from you in terms of your own culture, and when you eat with them and you transcend your own sense of disgust, you reach a place where you dignify them so much more, and you dignify yourself because you show people a respect and you transcend your disgust, and then you become unjudgmental and sort of innocent all over again in sensual terms as much as cultural or moral terms. You've wiped your slate clean in a way, and it may sound overblown, but it feels like a sort of a rebirth of finding again what food sort of means.
It's remarkable. Stefan, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stefan Gates is the author of The Extraordinary Cookbook, How to Make Meals Your Friends Will Never Forget. The BBC documentary Alien Nation airs this spring.